play. All right, here we are, day four. And look, I'm not going to lie. I'm really digging the way things are going here on our shift.
Same.
It's been a lot of fun. There's been a lot of laughs, and I get it. We're only 4 days in.
I think it's stupid.
There's a lot to go, and we got a lot to accomplish and all that. But
it's really weird how your mind screws with you, too, because once we started doing shows, it's like, why was I not sleeping? You know, I mean, it's weird. It's weird. But
I mean, it's your job. It's
well,
like
we've worked together a ton of times.
I know.
But anyway.
I know. It's the way life goes.
Your mind just screws with
how me. Can you? How could we possibly do this?
I don't know. Oh, well.
Well,
here we are.
Look, we're digging it. It's been a lot of fun.
Now I just got to win your boys over. We'll get there.
They're good. But when this initially was announced, shockingly, the internet, some of it, was not too happy. Now, let me just explain, and I think you'll agree with me here, I think both you guys will, that the people that we interact with online, and mainly it's Twitter, because I'm not on anything else, but mainly the people that we react or talk with online, it's probably about 5% of the actual audience, and it may be less than that. And of that 5%, 90% of it is positive.
Yes.
Now, the 10% that are out there.
And 100% of it are super loyal people, generally.
Yeah.
That really, really love the whatever this station is. So, again, you're right. 90% of it's positive. 100% is great loyalty. But 10% are very concerned that something bad is happening.
Yeah.
And we get it, you know?
Yeah, they're loud. And it's not just this. You know, that same 10%, they'll fire off on you no matter what.
Absolutely.
They will come at you from all angles. And that's just the way life is, especially in one of these seats. You're going to get fired upon. Like it or not, you got to have thick skin. You got to be ready to take it and just move on and put the blinders on. You know, the best person... I feel like I'm pretty accustomed to that and just kind of plowing forward. Dan McDowell is the best.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who just is like, who cares?
I learned so much from Dan.
He's the best.
He has the thickest skin. He's got the best approach. And he's probably the least mentally ill of us all because he doesn't allow things into his head very often.
So what we would like to do, because... we're an open book here, is we would like to share with you some of the responses that we got after the announcement was made at 3:30 on Monday. Now, a lot of this is initial reaction.
Right.
Like, holy crap, the announcement's made, I'm getting online, and I am firing away. So, play the music, Maestro.
Oh.
I'll begin. Corby belongs on overnights. What's he ever done? I don't get it. Sturm needs a strong sports presence with him. Instead, he's getting a glorified chimp. Except chimps are likable.
Oh, great. Now we can get 4 hours of one big, long, giant run-on sentence for Bob. Corby can get his $1 million a year by just napping through one of Bob's long questions.
You make $1 million a year?
Totes, man. Yeah.
I stopped listening to that S-hole of a station years ago. It needs a complete overhaul of talking heads.
Just all the way around.
Yep.
Like, forget about the announcement that was made.
Yep.
I stopped listening to that S-hole of a station years ago.
Just blow the whole thing up.
Nobody encapsulates the aging of the host P1 more than Corby. In the old days, he was the snake, like that crazy friend you had that would be up for almost anything. But now, he's pretty much generic suburban dad going through the same menial stuff we all do.
It's called getting older.
The next one likes me too much. I'm skipping that one.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
It's positive. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, pick one that rails on you.
Biggest mistake ever. Mark my words, compare ratings 1 year from now.
That's a threat, by the way.
It is.
No, you compare.
What a terrible pairing. I'm out, the biggest egos. No way they will work together. I guess the ticket doesn't want any other listeners but the 40-something white guys.
So because we are 40-something, well, I'm not anymore, but that's all that we're going for?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yep.
Old Gray Wolf was a baseball sports guy. Corby would rather talk about music, movies, and award shows. And he's an S college football analyst. They needed another strong sports presence to balance him out. Bob was a good choice.
Oh, he ended it with positive.
He did. He did.
Let's see. You will have to go on without this day one, P1. I can't deal with Sturm's long questions and Corby's annoying laugh. Good luck.
I mean, he's right.
Yeah,
a little
pretty
bit.
Much.
P1 day one, and I listened to every show until I tuned out of bad radio about a year ago. I can't stand high horse know-it-all Sturm. I can't wait until 12 to 3 again. Switching off after Why Today Doesn't Suck.
This one simply says, hang Danny.
Really? What did I do?
He didn't use all of his available characters, did he?
Do you guys bring me a tree?
Totally disappointed. Bob has diarrhea mouth. He can't ask a simple question without spending 1,000 words and 5 minutes. If Corby can't keep him on track, I'm out.
Well, you know what? Just get ready. As soon as you start asking a question in the middle of it, I'm going to be like, Bob, that's enough.
So, well, you got 1,000 words.
Just calm it down here. Danny.
My mic messed up.
Oh, Danny?
My wife texted me this afternoon, quote, did you hear that Rob Stern is going to work with Corby?
Let's see. Why does Corby get to stay an afternoon drive? Didn't he just get there a few years ago anyway?
Like 20?
I'm sure 4 hours of OU football and gay-ass tennis is what we all want.
What a reduction.
I know. 4 hours of OU football and tennis.
Gay-ass tennis.
Here's a good one. Yeah, Bob and Corby will work. All Corby does is make fun of Jesus and conservatives. Bob is going to walk out on the show in a week.
Well, you got an hour and a half left, Bob.
All I do, so my entire radio persona has been built around two things. Making fun of Jesus.
Church sucks.
Yep.
And conservatives.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, the other guy said it was OU football and tennis.
I know. God.
That's four things.
I got one.
Okay.
Worst decision possible. Boring, boring, boring. Bob, weakest member of the entire ticket team. Giant ego for absolutely no reason. I want to drive an ice pick into my ears when he tries to tell a basic story. Unlistenable. Sorry, Corby and Danny.
It's okay.
I used to like the show.
Just not even giving it a shot.
Dang it.
Bad move. No win situation, but should have backfilled Mike with Donovan. Okay, that's fine. He goes on. He's likable and would help offset Corby's cocky, unprepared a-holishness. I'm moving to Willie's place for the evening commute. Willie's place?
Yeah, it's like XM
satellite station?
XM country station.
All right.
It's a good choice.
Sports Sturm is too much of a tool to be a member of the Hardline. You can rename the show, but it's still the Hardline, and Sturm is still a tool.
This one simply says, damn. I was hoping Corby would quit. Just quit! That's the announcement.
What a weird decision.
Let's see. Great idea, guys. Corby's baseball knowledge is that he was a Dr. Pepper Junior Ranger when he was 10. What's he going to do for 6 months when we need baseball talk? Because golf and tennis and liberal politics aren't going to cut it. What a reduction.
Well, here's a good one. Sturm's Wisconsin accent and lip whistle on his S's make him unlistenable to me. You couldn't find a Texan that knows sports?
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
Plus, he knows D about baseball.
I'll never listen to the hard line again. Bob Sturm sucks ass. They should change it to the limp line. Stay limp, P1s.
Let's see. Not sure how you'll fit anyone else in the studio with Corby's ego. It'll finally be nice to have someone who focuses on sports for the P1 and not themselves.
I love this. It's going to fail so miserably so fast, and then the ticket will crumble. Been waiting for this for years. Idiots, all of them.
Like, do these people listen?
Very loyal customers. They were right there at the first 10 minutes of the announcement.
One more. What the F, man? Garbage. I love the snake, but Bob, Sturm, Jesus. Looks like it's Musers and Norman D, and then music for the rest of the day.
Yay!
There you go.
That's just a few.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do the page three again next week.
Yeah.
We literally don't have time to read them all.
I know. No, we don't. We have a whole nother page. A whole nother page.
Well, there's always next week, Corby.
And all right. Unless you walk out.
That's true.
Hey,
if
at least
I don't walk out.
I'm the only one people wanted to murder.
I know. Yes. You were. Yes. They want to hang you.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
All right. Let's get into a little bit more Luka talk, because the big game is Sunday, and what does this mean for 10-year-old Corby and Bob?